poverty and health are never more clearly expressed than in poorer communities of the developing world. And I think I could adapt those words to what we're talking about this evening. The effects of HIV on health are never more clearly expressed than in the female communities of the developing world. Most of the HIV that is transmitted is being transmitted heterosexually, and the most vulnerable people are the women. They're vulnerable because they have practically no say in whether to have sex, when to have sex, how to have sex. And some of what we're going to hear this evening from Dr. Rosenberg is, I think, going to help us to see that it will be possible, it is possible, and it will be done to equip women with an instrument, a methodology, where they can protect themselves against the unnecessary transmission of HIV from a sexual partner. In their experience, there's a lot of infidelity in their partners. They have partners who refuse, because of machoism, to go for HIV testing. But that's woman's side. It's not a man's position to go for a medical test. They are experience a great deal of intimate partnership violence, marital rape, and they're experiencing a great deal of hostility to the use of a condom, a male condom, and amongst women themselves, but a female condom, amongst other things I hear it said, because it rustles and makes noise. A speaking condom, so to speak. Well, in that very somber climate, where now in many countries in Africa, women account for 60% of the people who are infected, and globally, it has gone over 50% by now. In that sort of an atmosphere and climate, we have got to turn and look. Can we get some technology that women can use to protect themselves? And we're very glad that we can. And we're so chuffed that tests and trials in the last couple of years have brought considerable success. But none of that success would have come even this far without the resourcefulness, the ingenuity, the activism, the advocacy, and the tireless passion of Dr. Zita Rosenberg. And we are delighted that she is here with us this evening to tell us, maybe, I don't know, maybe about some of the failed early efforts, whether it was carrageen or whether it was lemon juice, because these were some of the early ideas. But to bring us forward to the Caprisa trials, the Dnofr trials involving Dnofr, Truvada, and other things that are going on, what's going on now, what's going on in the future, and giving us the promise of a safe, effective, affordable, and available microbicide, a prevention means that women themselves can use. So it is my great honor and pleasure to introduce to you Dr. Rosenberg and to ask her to give us her views and her lecture.